Hey, this is Tony Rice. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And anybody who's been listening to us all year will know that we've been right behind the year of physical activity here in Hertfordshire. Yup, I love saying that. And it's still 2018. We're running towards the end now, but it's still here. Anyway, joining us on the line now in this year of physical activity, we have Alex Varan. She's here to tell us all about her key role as the very first dedicated Daily Mile coordinator in Hertfordshire. There's a simple goal behind that. That's to get kids out of the classrooms and getting active. So, Alex, good evening and a massive welcome to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Good evening. Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, do you know what? Really, really well, actually. Honestly, it's a real honour and a privilege to speak with yourself and to do what I do here on Verum Sports. So thank you for asking. Anyway, I just wanted to kick things off then, really. So you're the first Daily Mile coordinator of Hertfordshire, but there have been a few case studies. Is there kind of a good foundation for you to build on in this important role for you?
Yeah, so the Daily Mile initiative started a few years ago. So we've already got schools in Hertfordshire that do it, but we've recently had funding from Sport England to roll this out for the next 18 months. So it's really exciting for me to have a nice focus on it and use the foundations that are already there, the case studies from I think there's over 100 schools already across the county that are already doing the Daily Mile. So it's great to kind of work with them, see what they're doing, see what works, and use the case studies to inspire other schools to join up.
Do you know, I love an awful lot of things about it. I'm going to unpack it with you. One of the things that I think is so important is that there are so many people inactive at the moment. The stats in Hertfordshire, I think, were, you know, one in four, not just kids, but just generally, before the start of the year, literally would do 30 minutes exercise a week or even get active. So there is that kind of problem. And I suppose kind of cultivating this these habits young must be such an important thing. And another quick point on that is that for me there is such a powerful connection between the mind and the body. So can you, if you just kind of elaborate on those two kind of interlinked points?
Yeah, one in four children will be obese by the time they leave primary school, and it's a really, really shocking statistic. So the Daily Mile Foundation have seen the evidence of the Daily Mile in schools, seeing the way that they can integrate physical activity into the daily life of a child. And it's great because it does motivate their minds and bodies. So the way it works is it happens outside of a PE lesson and it's not done in break time or lunchtime. So it's an extra 15 minutes of physical activity, sort of, I suppose, hidden throughout the day, if you like.
Yeah, gotcha.
It might be, you know, in a maths lesson and everyone's kind of losing their concentration a little bit, and the teacher will go, right, everyone outside, let's do 15 minutes. And they get outside, the children might think they're escaping their maths lesson and their sums, but actually they're getting outside, 15 minutes of fresh air with their friends, running around. And then actually they come back to the classroom and they've worked their minds, they've worked their bodies, and there's actually better concentration levels. And it's been proven that some of the grades of the participants have gone up steadily. So I'm sure that's an advantage to all teachers.
Absolutely. It just sounds so kind of obvious to me, but that's, you know, obviously kids, like you say, get stuffy, get frustrated, and take them out, get them active. They're getting body movements, their mind relaxing and kind of refocusing, come back fresh. I think it's brilliant. Just on that, though, I guess it's a very kind of inclusive type thing. I know it's a totally free project, which I love, but also, you know, it's not necessarily sometimes kind of the turn off from sports, from young kids, is that kind of harsh line competitive element. I think that's important, but I think this is very much, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, everybody runs at their own pace, everybody kind of does their own thing with the view that it's connected. We're part of this as a team almost, but there isn't that kind of pressure to kind of, you know, be first past the post.
Absolutely. The whole ethos of the Daily Mile is that it's simple. It's 15 minutes of getting outside, and with that there's no sense of failure. Like you said, it's all inclusive, so everyone succeeds at the Daily Mile because it isn't a race. You know, whether one child does 3 laps around the playground in 15 minutes and another one does 6, it doesn't matter on the distance, as long as they're being active for those 15 minutes.
Perfect.
And it really does help tackle any inequalities that are out there, because they do it in their school uniform. If it's a bit drizzly, as it is England and British weather, they put on, and they'll go outside and, you know, they just have that kind of the fresh air, the freedom, and they, you know, it is inclusive. There's no bikes or scooters or skipping ropes. It's just running around. And it is just a sort of a wonderful thing to see. You can, they can have little races with their friends.
Sure.
They don't really realise the kind of the other side of it, the other positive benefits that come from it.
Do you know, absolutely brilliant. I love your passion. And I'm quite keen to get a little bit more of a flavour of what brought you to the role, Alex. I know yourself a very keen park runner. You're currently studying for a Masters in Sports Business Leadership at Loughborough University. I've got to say, I don't know how you find the hours in the day. Bless you. It must be a busy but rewarding time for you right now. I guess just tell us a little bit about your journey to this important position here in Hertfordshire.
So it is busy, but I like being busy. I guess I've gone full circle, really. I studied at the University of Hertfordshire and graduated a couple of years ago, and then spent 3.5 years as a sport development officer in St Albans. So living there and working there, really fell in love with the district and really built up that kind of network, and seeing all the projects and working with local residents and community projects. And I used to work really closely with the Hertsport Partnership, and their job came up for a project officer in March. So I started with them in March of this year. And over the last couple of months, been working on various projects. Mm-hmm. But this funding has come up from Sport England in the last couple of weeks. And it's really exciting that I've been able to kind of take up a brand new project, kind of shape it how I want and have that sole focus of... 18 months of really planning it, what we're going to do, what partners, who we're going to work with, the best approach, and again, work with what's already been out there and established, as well as creating new things. And it is busy. I am studying part-time for a master's. Luckily, I'm at the Loughborough London campus.
Gotcha.
So I don't have to trek up to Leicester all the time, but they opened a sort of satellite university for postgraduate studies a couple of years ago, so I only have to go to Stratford, not too far, doing a sport business leadership course, so combining it really well, doing it part-time, so very, very kind of pulled back, only one module a semester, so that fitted in really well, actually, and I feel that the learning that I'm getting from it is quite nice to apply it to the work that I'm working on, and I honestly don't feel that I would have, if I'd come out and done a master's straight away,
yep,
had the skills to apply and the networking that I've done. So it's quite nice that it goes hand in hand. But it's very, very busy. I rely on lots and lots of cups of tea from people keeping me going when I'm studying at the weekend.
Perfect. Do you know what? That's quintessentially English. I love it. Again, the Daily Mail project is a national project, as you said, with that beautiful underlying ethos. But you're the first Daily Mail coordinator here in Hertfordshire. You've mentioned there you've got lots of already partners involved, working closely, I think, with Public Health Hertfordshire. But, Alex, in terms of your vision for this and your hopes for this project here in Hertfordshire, what are kind of the top lines in that regard?
I mean, we're planning at the moment, so it's quite nice to see where we want to be. Obviously, there'll be challenges, but working with Public Health, we've already had several meetings with the team over there to see what they've done and where we can go so that our strategies are sort of aligned and we're all working towards the same page. But I think that the whole thing at the moment is working with Sport England and the Daily Mile Foundation, working to see, setting targets of schools that we want to get, making sure that people that sign up to the Daily Mile are doing it correctly. There's different formats of like 15 minutes of activity, but obviously the Daily Mile is the one that we're promoting.
Yep.
So making sure that everyone is doing the same thing and making sure that it's not in key lessons. Things like that, quality assurance, I suppose.
Perfect.
And then, just making sure that it's always content inclusive. We've got the sort of plans to do some links up with some high profile athletes, so getting them down to maybe open launch Daily Mile tracks or come down and meet the kids, do some assemblies, just really inspire people. And also do some county-wide or district-wide celebration events just to showcase all the schools that are involved in the Daily Mile and and how beneficial it is, really.
Do you know, it really sounds incredibly positive. I think I love the fact that, again, it's inclusive. I think, unfortunately, for a variety of factors, so many people don't get the privilege to have access to sport. And, you know, I think that's a crying shame. I love the fact that it's kind of got that, you know, that ethos of active mind, active body, that you're reaching out and creating great habits at a young, young age. I think this is brilliant. Alex, people are listening in. Maybe they're at school, want to get their school involved. Maybe they're a parent thinking, goodness gracious me, my kid would well benefit from that. What's the best way for them to get involved? What's the website, etc., etc.?
So the website is www.sportinheart.org.uk. We've also got Twitter, which is the @Twitter handle, sportinheart. Or you can call me on my office line, which is 01707 281173. I'm also a big fan of park runs, so you might see me at some of the local park run events as well, so do feel free to come and say hello. We've got some great junior park run events up and running, and we'll be able to kind of link the Daily Mile with them as well. So yeah, do, if, you know, if there's any grandparents, parents, teachers, school governors listening that want to bring the Daily Mile to their school, learn how they want, how they can bring it, I'm more than happy to answer a phone call, have a discussion with you and see how we can bring it to your school community.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you are listening, and you know, like I say, you've got kids, I'm sure you do, some of you, you are a kid, you're at school, you know, school governor, you know, there's just no good reason I can think of in my head to not reach out to Alex to get it, learn a bit more and to get the Daily Mile as part of your curriculum, instill it, because it's just a powerful good thing. Alex, in closing, once again, fire us past the website and, you know, you feel free to provide that number again.
Yep, so my number is 01707 281173 and the website is www.sportinheart.org.uk.
Hey, it's been the year of physical activity. It still is for another few months. And I know this is going to carry on from the great kind of efforts throughout the year and go on and on. Alex, in your safe hands, I think this is going to go great guns. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Thank you for joining us on Verum Sport tonight.
Thank you.
Much obliged. Thanks a million.